Ricky Watley, G. Francois. So appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh man, thank you for having me.
So we were just, you know, out of camera, we was talking about this LSU thing. A ranking just came out of the colleges with the most players in the NFL. LSU was on the list, but there was a school in South Miami in front of them.
Wow.
You're from Miami. How was it growing up?
It was great growing up in Miami. Had a lot of different experiences. Had the city life. Wish I could have went to the University of Miami, but had a chance to go upstate, go to Louisiana, and see how the bayou feel.
Miami, and you go to LSU. How did you get out of the state?
It just came down to recruiting. You know, you had Nick Saban. He was the top dog. Just came off a 2003 national championship. I was a big UM fan, you know. Me and the coaches, Randy Shannon. Me and him didn't just see eye to eye, so he went and got another guy, and he blessed me on my way, went to LSU. But the funny part about it is we played them that year in the Peach Bowl and beat them 40-3.
So you had a pretty well-traveled career. Now you're here in the nation's capital. How has it been?
Oh, I loved it here. I love it here. I still need to get my tour on around a lot of places. I've been in D.C. I love D.C. in the fall. Beautiful. See the monuments. See different types of people. You can see everybody from here, and everybody show love. Heavy love.
Speaking of beautiful, we have these beautiful Redskin cheerleaders right here, Jade and Jackie. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you.
You all look lovely.
Thanks for having us.
So you got the opportunity to hear about Miami. Do you all want to chime in?
I would love to chime in. I actually went to the University of Alabama, so I know a little bit about LSU and a little bit about my time in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
I didn't go to a big university, but I love Miami.
So you're doing big things in the community. I mean, we've done numerous community events. What got you involved in the community?
Just growing up and seeing a lot of guys coming back to our community. One of your old teammates, Santana Moss, Andre Johnson, used to always come in the community, have events for all the kids to come out. And we don't never get a chance to, you know, as a kid, didn't have a chance to communicate with you guys. You guys was always on the move, but at the same time, y'all took time out to come back to the community, say, hey, how you doing? Throw camps, do everything. That was like priceless. And for me to be able to do that, the same thing you guys did, I know it's a blessing to a child just to see us out there doing that.
So a lot of people don't understand how humbling of an experience it is to be back in the community. Could you talk about that?
Oh, man, just being back in the community, just seeing how things are these days, you just want to change a lot of things. Not my generation, but a generation that's younger. You want those kids to grow up the right way. You want those kids to, you know, put down a Pokemon and go outside and, you know, play, you know, put down the game, you know, interact, jump on bikes, do whatever you got to. Because as a child, that was always the precious point about childhood. But on top of that, when you can get NFL players that come out and do it with you, oh, man, that's a ball. You don't care how hot it is. You don't care how long it is. You just go out there and do it.
Speaking of kids, time to go check out our social media at Redskins. That's a lovely baby, man. He's already a Redskins fan. You think it's too early to make him choose a team?
Nah, it's never too early. Start them now so when they get older, they already be a Redskins fan. They know the history from being a child all the way up to being grown. The one thing that's funny about this, I see a lot of people that's fans that was fans from way, way before I was even born and still to this day still fans. So you got to start young.
Ladies, who were your childhood teams?
So I actually have a picture of me about that age in Redskins Super Bowl outfit that my parents had put me in. So it's great to see pictures of me when I was a baby, when I didn't even know what football was. And now being a cheerleader, it's like they were my team my whole life. So it's such a legacy and I love it.
Well, after hearing your story, we have another lovely lady in Monica Davis. She's all Redskin out, Redskin office, Redskin shirt at work. She must work at Redskin Park to have all this Redskin gear on.
Love casual Fridays. Got to wear your burgundy and gold.
You got to. Every casual Friday, hey, burgundy and gold on. Make sure you decorate your whole office with Redskin stuff.